So, pray tell, what is the lizard? Who is the lizard man?
The lizard man, or a person in a lizard costume, is a local legend in Bishopville, South Carolina, and is described as being 7 feet tall with red eyes and scales. He's a legend that, as legend goes, in 1988 at Scape or Swamp, Christopher Davis stopped to change a tire, and that's when he came face to face with the creature. Davis claimed, without warning, a 7 foot tall lizard man leapt from the swamp and took a bite out of his car. Last weekend, photos and iPhone video taken by witnesses on two separate occasions claimed to show the legendary lizard man popping up around town once again.
Fuck.
Hoo boy. There's a museum of him there. How many things that we've taken as, oh, that's a story, that can't be, has been proven true, said Jason Cox in the museum. So as I tell people, you have to believe. You have to believe that there could be a lizard
man. Alan, do you believe? Do you believe?
I think a lizard man exists in all of our hearts.
Wait, do you, like Scully, I want to believe?
Yeah, like, no, that's Mulder, not Scully.
I don't know. One of them. Do you think Fox Mulder would have ever fist fought this lizard man?
I think he probably would have. What if Fox Mulder was in Foxhound?
Yeah. do you think he would have ever kissed the lizard man?
Yes, he would definitely kiss the lizard man.
What if he kissed the lizard from Marvel Comics?
What if Fox Mulder was in Monster Musume? What if he stumbled into the world of Monster Musume?
That's the prequel. Episode. No, it takes place in the same universe, and it's not aliens. He's just like, they're out there. I can tell. And he's just trying to track down monster girls. But
It's kind of like a mix between X-Files and Californication.
Yes. Yeah. He keeps landing in their boobs when he tries to record information for it. His boner clicks the record button, and it turns it off.
Mm. His giant uncensored dick that's on Showtime keeps on hitting the button.
Yes. Oh shit. Californication, probably the worst title for anything.
I'm thinking of Danny California.
No. What are you thinking about? Any about Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll starring Johnny Rock and Bam Bam the drummer?
Bam Bam from the Flintstones?
No. Bam Bam the drummer from Sex, Drugs and Rock and Roll.
No, I wasn't thinking about that
at all. They should make that show, but it would be like tears and crying and farts and loneliness. And that would be my show. That'd be my autobiography. I'll be known as Johnny Podcaster.
Johnny Podcaster.
Johnny Podcaster. And I was addicted to Coke, and the soda Diet Coke.
Ugh, not even Pepsi Max.
It's the lucrative
fucking brand loyalty.
It's called Diet Coke's the one sponsoring. It's about the money, baby.
All about the Benjamins.
BuzzFeed wrote an article about Diet Coke once, and we're going to be a BuzzFeed podcast. Apparently, they have podcasts now.
Oh, so they managed to make an audio listicle. How did that happen?
Well, I have an audio testicle, so you know.
Oh yeah. Russ's testicles just look like two sound forms.
They're Bluetooth ready.
They're Bluetooth ready. Yes.
Yeah.
They're hands free.
NFC.
Meaning that he can't touch them or else they'll fall off. Their hands.
You're propagating a myth. It's not true.
Clear up this myth, Russ. Tell us more about your.
Are you fucking? What's you get the dumb hat or the walrus mustache? And I'm fucking. Got a earring or
I'm gonna shoot fucking cannon through.
Wear a 1940s era fedora, a la Indiana Jones. Even though I'm a middle aged man.
I'm a middle aged man that shoots.
It's Jamie and Adam, right? Robots.
Yeah, the Mythbusters.
Do you think they'll ever do an episode about Sonic's dick and finally put that to rest?
Yeah, whether it's blue or tan.
They'll get a hedgehog, and they'll make it run, put it at light speed, put it in a car, and put it about, you know, break the sound barrier, put it in a jet,
mm-hmm.
and we'll see what color its dick will turn.
That's a pretty good idea.
A la Dr. Ivo Robotnik, or who would eventually become Eggman, or...
Mm-hmm.
No, Ivo Kiva in Quinto Bor, that's right.
Yes.
Ivo.
Oof.
With a name like that, he was destined to be a bad person.
Do you think that our names determine who we become, Russ?
It doesn't help. You know?
I mean, I guess so.
Like, look at the Hamburglar. Do you think he was going to be a lawyer or a doctor?
I mean, I don't know.
He was destined for his parents set him up. His dad,
he could have been a pretty good lawyer, actually, because he could have been a criminal lawyer. Some sort of like.
Alan, I've got to explain something to you now. Criminal lawyers convict criminals. They're not criminals themselves. They're not master thieves.
Oh.
The legal system. You've played Phoenix Wright, right? The most accurate.
That's the one where he accuses a whale of murder, right?
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't. He defends the whale.
Oh, he defends the whale. Oh, yeah. Like Sonico.
Yes. Wait,
like Super Sonico.
Sonico is on the Boat Wars show. She goes out.
Sonico loves whales more than anything else. After watching her show for the stupid random anime game, I know a lot about Sonico. But Super Sonico, much like Jotaro Kujo, loves marine biology.
that's her passion.
That's her fucking thing. Is she's like, I fucking love marine biology.
Do you think Sonico is Jolene's mother?
Oh my god. That would explain a lot.
Oh yeah, that'd be pretty good.
You know what? Jolene's hair, she's got those two like hair up and kind of like buns. Those kind of look like Sonico's. This kind of look like Sonico's headphones.
Wait, do you think Sonico's headphones are her stand?
That nobody ever addresses or talks about them, so they probably can't see them.
Yeah, that's her heroic spirit. Think about it.
Fuck. What do you think her stand power gives? What do you think it gives her?
It allows her to hear what will annoy Alan the most. No, she can hear the listener's cries of pain, and it gives her power.
Yeah, probably.
The fucking mask on that one guy is a stand user. Maybe normal people watch Sonico and they can't see it, but since you're a stand user yourself,
Then I noticed her manager has a demon mask the entire time and nobody really talks about it and he doesn't really do anything.
He's horny. Oh, shit.
He's actually the least horny person in the entire show.
Maybe that's what makes him the most horny.
You think it's a subdued horniness?
It's like Cromarty High. Since he's the least horny in the horniest universe, does that make him the most horny? Think about it.
He all, just like Cromarty High, he also ate like 50 pencils one time.
Maybe he has a pencil dick and that's why he's beating everybody up because he's mad.
So when he eats pencils, he's like, it's the closest he'll ever get to autofillation.
Yeah. Oh, boy. But Sonico. I don't know.
Sonico. Hey, that's a lot. That's similar to the name of somebody.
I want to preface to anybody listening right now. I have no clue if you're listening to this and understanding. I don't know if we'll ever release this audio. It might be lost. Sonico and Sonic are unrelated.
Mm-hmm.
One is a cartoon character. The other one is a god or a deity. So please don't get them mixed up.
Please don't ever get those mixed up.
Don't worship false idols. Don't purchase Sonico figures to nut on them. Don't.
You see, Sonico is an idol, in fact, because she performs in a band, and she's a sort of model.
She should be banned.
She should be banned.
She should be shoved into a fucking toilet and flushed down.
Mm-hmm.
Have a sewer adventure, like, flushed away the DreamWorks picture.
Was that the one with Patton Oswalt was the rat? No, that was
That's fucking Ratatouille. That's a good movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let's go.
Hey, you know how the bad guy in that movie, the food critic, his name is Anton Ego? What if it was Anton Ego, the living planet?
Welcome to Hogcast Speedy Delivery, everybody.
What if number one, fuck the guy from Ratatouille is what I'm saying?
Oh, boy. What if Galactus fucked Patton Oswalt?
Patton Oswalt will have some crazy tweets about that.
Yeah, a lot of think pieces on this one. Now, yeah, man, he's going to listen to this and we're going to get barred from our hot deal with BuzzFeed.
Ugh.
Anyway, this is Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic pizza podcast on the planet. I'm your host, Sonic the Hedgehog. This is
fuck off. No, you're not. Get out of here, fucko.
No, I'm Russ Walsh, and this is my co-host, Knuckles the Echidna. No, it's
not. Oh, okay, black. Yeah, no. Uh-huh.
I thought about lying to increase listenership, and instead I just fucked it up and made us look like fools. Made us look like children
made
playing
you look like
and
a
pretend.
Fool.
You looked kind of like a fool.
I kind of looked like the fool. Iggy
Stand. What if Alan was just hanging by at this dog? He's like, I'm a stand, yeah.
What if I was just made of sand?
You are kind of made of sand.
Construct of sand.
It's rough and coarse. I don't like it, Alan.
It gets in your butt.
That's from my favorite Star Wars movie, Star Wars Episode 2. Yeah. Eating clone butt. Oh, like that's Rafi's favorite Star Wars. That's where they ate the... Anyway,
Oh, remember when that robot nurse at the end says, I don't understand why she died. It's like she lost the will to eat ass.
Yeah.
Because remember when that happened? That was so weird.
Did you ever wonder if the Clone Wars, when they talked about it in the first Star Wars film, if they were talking about, like, they had a war over Super Smash Bros. Brawl, and they were pissed off at the original, but they included more clones than original characters.
They're like, Dr. Mario, get him out of here.
They did get him out there for Brawl. So, Sakurai, you're the one who turned Anakin to the dark side. You're an evil fuck, Sakurai. What the hell is Dark Pit, anyway?
Ugh, I don't like thinking about Dark Pit. It makes me think of armpits.
Dark Pit, armpit. If you hold down Luigi's taunt, his down taunt, and you put it up next to a dark pit, he'll suck his pit, his armpits.
Yeah, he will suck the pit.
It's deeply erotic. It's like one of those bad texture packs where it makes Peach's boobs look bigger. Mm-hmm. It's for you horn dogs out there playing Smash Bros. Ostensibly a game for children.
Ostensibly. That's really difficult to tell.
I'm a pervert. Now, ever since they turned Peach's underskirt into a shapeless void.
Yes.
Just like my, that's kind of, when you look up there, that's kind of what it looks like. It's anatomically similar to me. That's what they based it off of.
Really?
Oh, we're in Quillhead's Talk Shop personally because I'm sharing personal information like that on the show.
Now, hold on, Russ. I thought you canonically had a tiny dick that was mostly made of super glue.
Yeah, but it kind of hangs out of that, like, dark zone.
The dark zone.
Yes.
The twilight zone, would you say?
Rod Serling will eventually come out of it.
Submitted for your approval, Russ's tiny dick.
You look into it and, like, an eyeball's floating around.
You look into it and then you look up at Russ and he's a pig doctor.
Nobody has, though. I'm a never do it, like, in Arrested Development. I'm afraid I'll be arrested. Russ. You know me, I'm a big comedy head. My two favorite comedy shows is Arrested Development and, go watch a Star Wars. And, my other favorite show is...
more about Star Wars? This seems like some sort of obscure nerd thing I've never heard of.
Crank Yankers. Well, let's go to Crank Yankers first. Who's your favorite Crank Yankers character?
Oh, I love that orange puppet.
Are you thinking of Jim Gaffigan? Not Jim Gaffigan, Jeff Dunham, sorry.
Oh, yeah, I love that one. That
the
one
chili pepper?
Mexican puppet. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the one that's on a stick, and he looks
sad. He loves taco and burrito.
Oh, he's so good. I love that guy. That definitely doesn't offend me.
You love taco and burrito. That's
oh, I like the one that's like an old angry man, because he reminds me of Jeff Dunham?
Yeah.
I almost said Lena Dunham for a second. Yeah. He reminds me of his target demographic.
Yeah. Jeff, you know, I agree with Walter, the puppet man, because he say thing I want to hear.
He say I thing want to hear.
I want.
Hey, yeah. Russ, can you tell me more things what you want here?
Young people need to get off their cell phones.
Yeah, young people. Hey, what's the deal with cell phones?
Cell phones are fucking stupid, because you look at them and...
Hey, Russ, have you seen this cool picture that I forwarded this email to you? It was a picture of a tumor that grew on the side of this teen's head. I wonder if it's cell phones. It makes you think, huh?
It makes you think. One time sat on an iPhone and it went up my butt, and that's never happened with my jitterbug, so I'm good.
What if the jitterbug went up your butt and it vibrated, and that's why it's called a jitterbug?
That's the secret about us old people. Don't tell anyone, but we have an extra flap that's kind of like an asshole that we store things in. It's a one secret power. It's kind of like how Polnareff shoots a sword out and nobody would have never told
and
anybody.
You can only do it once and then Anubis will recognize it. So if you try hiding your phone from the stand Anubis, then you can only do it once.
Exactly.
Yes.
Alan, I went camping. I was one with nature. We're in Quillhead's Talk Shop personally.
Mm-hmm.
It was gorgeous greens and brown hues and earth tones.
Is it a real green hill zone?
Well, they were mostly mountains, so they were mostly like marble. What is it called again? Marble zone? What is it?
Yeah, I think so.
White marble zone. I don't remember. And it was nice. I was with nature. I hung out with my friend Chico the dog, my sister / boyfriend's dog. It was a lot of fun.
Chico from Metal Gear Solid?
I wish.
Little tiny kid with a headphone jack?
Yeah, he's the fucked up prisoner of war.
Uh-huh.
And it was a lot of fun. Alan, do you want to? Should we go camping at one point to improve the podcast anyway?
I don't like going out. I don't understand why people want to go outside where there's no internet for a while. So
that's a good question.
What were you even doing in that time? Did you just like go get like buy bugs?
We ate junk food. Like that's what you do when you go camping.
Processed
food.
You can do that here.
But then you have an excuse there because you need to keep your caloric intake up in case
you're just like fucking slamming calorie mates in the woods.
Yeah, you know.
No, can we
in case you get attacked by the Fury. Exactly.
Can we just do some Metal Gear Solid? Can we do a Metal Gear Solid 3 LARPing?
Can we
do that?
That sounds like the best thing that ever happened to me.
Where we just go wander around in the woods and like eat snakes and stuff and that tree frogs.
Some days you eat on a tree frog. Sometimes you walk through the rain, Alan. Mm-hmm. Think about it.
I give my life not for honor, but for you, snake eater.
But I'm still in a dream.
Hey, we're just saying lyrics now.
The rise of lyrics, I guess.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Ouch. Don't remember
Ooh,
that.
Baby. Well, I'm playing the guitar line, and you were supposed to say the lyrics to Wipeout. I just realized that's a Comedy Big Big bit.
Yeah, get out of here.
Sorry.
Hey, Nogman.
Hey, Nogman.
We're just saying bits from other shows.
Ego the Living Planet, fucking Galactus. That's copyright 2015. We were the first ones to fucking do it. That was us. That was me. And
now. And that thing about Anton Ego, though, from Ratatouille, that's me.
And Anton Chigurh.
Oh, no, that'd be cool. What if Anton Ego and Anton Chigurh fucked?
Had sex? I thought you were going to say fight each other.
Oh, well, I mean, they could be that and then leading into...
Speaking of combat and fighting, Alan, I want to hear what's got you in a tizzy lately.
Sonic_Hedgehog, the official Sonic the Hedgehog Twitter account. In recent weeks, I tried not to talk about it because I don't like giving them attention. I don't like fueling their awful fire of memes. But they've become the embodiment of a meme. Just like Ego is a living planet, Sonic_Hedgehog has become a living meme.
Yes.
And they've been just posting, like, Boromir from, like, Lord of the Rings memes, and then, like, getting angry at people for, like, they, like, said something to Jim Sterling because he gave, like, Sonic Colors a 4.5 or something. Mm. And then, like, earlier today, they were, like, tweeted a bunch of pictures of Knuckles, and they're like, Knuckles. It's coming in 2019. Knock, knock.
You know, for being a Twitter account based on the fastest thing alive, they sure took a long time to get to fucking 2008.
Yeah, get out of here. Do you think, like, soon they're going to be like, hey, guys, Gangnam Style?
Oh, it's going to be like... Get a Gangnam Style parody here. They'll put Pepe in it, too. Or the Feel Guy.
It's the Feel Guy. That feel with no lyric.
Yeah. Like, I know that feel. It's joy. Happiness.
It's joy.
Well, I don't know that feel anymore. I used to. I went to Disneyland once. Yeah,
a long time ago.
When my mom held me once before she spurned me for starting a Sonic the Hedgehog podcast.
I think he said spurned you, and I'm like, what?
No, that's not it. Spurned me. Alan, stop trying to put your weird mommy dom stuff on me, please. Anyway.
Can you tell me more about the cummies for us?
What is the equivalent of Deep Pockets, like, Big Percy? Like, she's got a Big Percy that she takes.
Ooh, I don't like saying Big Percy because it sounds like pussy.
Oh, Bill, think about it. So, Alan, if you had a mommy Don, would she have a Big Percy?
It'd be a Big Purse.
Big Percy? You put your hands in her Big Percy?
Yeah, stick my hands in a purse like a civil rights sign. That's what Kanye said.
It's like how they say that Mick Jagger put that Mars bar in whose vagina did he put the Mars bar in?
I didn't think that was a Mars bar. I thought it was a living fish. No, that was Led Zeppelin that did that.
It was Led Zepp. On the stairway to heaven.
That's not how the song goes.
Remember when they reset the universe?
Well, Stairway to Heaven did that one time. Yeah. And at Kennedy Space Center.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alan...
Wait a second, that was Made in Heaven. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, remember, I think they pulled a Walk This Way.
Oh, yeah, they did. They did do that.
They pulled a Walk This Way, or it's a translation thing, I don't remember.
You mean Born This Way?
I don't know, I'm not a big fan of Lady Gaga.
It was, in part 8, the stand, which is now called Born This Way, was originally called Going Underground.
I don't listen to Lady Gaga. She spurned me. She attacked me. For my 10,000th tweet, I tweeted at her and I said, "Lady Gaga, I'm following you." I don't really remember why we were into Lady Gaga at the time, but she never.
You're like, "Hey, Lady Gaga, I'm following you now. This is a bad romance."
Yeah.
And then she blocked you.
Yeah. She definitely had a poker face on, and that I didn't respect that poker face.
Mm.
Also, at the time, I was I was more conservative of my pizza values, as we all know. You know, the GOP debates are going on right now.
You're like, ooh, I don't want to take a ride on that disco stick.
They attacked Planned Pizza. It's not funny.
I don't know what you just said. Parenthood.
Yeah, pizza. That's what the GOP attacked. And I felt we need to protect our pizzas.
Donald Trump's like, I defund it.
Yeah.
Defund this pizza. Herman Cain, though... strangely, he took a pro pizza.
Herman Cain was hanging outside the building, screaming about pizza.
And Pokemon to anybody that would listen.
Pokemon. Voltorb. Voltorb.
What is Donald Trump's hair? What Pokemon does it most resemble?
I'd say Electabuzz.
He does kind of look like an Electabuzz. It kind of looks like it kind of looks like that one big, gross, like Shih Tzu looking dog Pokemon.
Yeah, you know that thing where people used to combine Pokemon and Tumblr? He's kind of a combination of Grimer and Electabuzz. Think about it.
I feel that.
Speaking of a combination,
it'd be like a fire type because his hair kind of looks like some sort of wispy, fire.
Speaking of Grimer, Alan ate a lot of grime this week in Domino's Goes. He had Pizza Hut, which is mostly grime.
Oh, not even the good rapper Grimes.
Wait.
No.
The indie musician Grimes?
Yes. Isn't she like some sort of rapper?
She's not really a rapper. She sings more. She sing-talks.
Sing-talks? Well, yeah, that's
rapper. Like a Lana Del Rey kind of thing.
Well, ugh. Okay.
But she's better than Lana Del Rey. I feel bad for saying it. Not that Lana Del Rey is even that bad. She's just not
my jam. I'm not into it. Born to Die? How about Ready to Die? Notorious B.I.G.
Listen, I'm thankful that you are pushing Pepsi products by comparing them to your vagina, but I wouldn't know.
Oh, hold on. I did not know that, so what's the deal with that? Let me.
She has a song called My Pussy Tastes Like Pepsi Cola. Never heard this before?
Can we have her on the show to talk about if it's Pepsi Max or...
My Pussy Tastes Like Pepsi Max would be, like... That's probably... Well, I don't know what any
pussy tastes like. I need to know if it has that fucking Pan-X. Does it have that Pan-X and no calories?
Drink nothing but Pan-X, and now that's like to create Pepsi Max.
That's a pretty good idea.
Please, ladies, do not suck my dick, though, because if I get sucked, it's not going to happen anyway.
Are you saying your jizz tastes like Pepsi Max?
Yes, it does.
Oh, well, see, it'd be over. It's overwhelmed.
Okay, I'm lying. It tastes like Tab Cola. I fucking lied because I wanted a girlfriend. I'm sorry.
Gross. And you couldn't even taste it anyway because of all the super glue that dissolve in your mouth.
Oh, you suck my pit and it tastes like Tab, and you're just like, get out of here, creepazoid. That's how I got kicked out of the first and only party I ever went to.
Damn.
Speaking of, would you kick Pizza Hut out of a party?
I kick them out of bed for eating crackers, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, much like how some rappers eat up crackers and spit them out. Because they're way cooler. I was trying to say, like, they chew out white people for fucking, you know.
I'm chewing you out right now, Russ.
I was trying to... It was a good joke. It wasn't really a joke. It was a political statement. Like, my boy, Donald Trump, thank you, Trump. He's teaching me what free speech means.
Thanks, Trump.
Trump is my new hero. He's the new official. Didn't I ban him from the podcast at one point?
I think you banned him from the podcast.
Well, he's back on. I don't know.
Wait, who's that? Who's that knocking at the door?
I want... there's two doors knocking. Okay, we're going to see who walks in, but at the same time.
Okay.
Oh, it's me, Froob Guy.
Hey, it's me, Donald Trump.
Well, I don't like you.
Oh, I thought that's what the joke
was. I'm a big Rosie O'Donnell fan.
Oh, you like them koosh balls, huh?
You're a monster and you should be stopped.
Oh.
The things you said about women and minorities is rude and offensive.
But do you have any of those koosh balls that Rosie used to throw at the audience?
I'm going to jam this Froob tube down your fucking mouth and choke you to death, you bastard.
But do you have any of those koosh balls?
Oh, it's just...
Hold on. Do you have any of those Froob... do you have any of those koosh balls?
Do you remember when... Squeezing!
Do you remember when Rosie O'Donnell used to throw koosh balls at the audience?
I thought you were talking about goo balls from, like, fish concerts.
Oh, those are ganja goo balls, and those are, like, big peanut butter snacks that are filled with weed.
Squeezing more Froob into Donald Trump. Oh, we're still
doing this bit?
No, Donald Trump died, but it's just a Trump droid. It's not the real one.
Oh, like kind of like Doctor Doom, but not.
Just like Doctor Doom.
Just like Doctor Doom in the new Fantastic Four, Donald Trump is an angry blogger.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking about angry bloggers, Alan, drop us this pizza review finally.
Ooh, I had a few weeks ago the Pizza Hut Big Flavor Dipper Pizza.
So this is the Big Dipper. You were attracted to it because it's like a star.
Yes, draw Ursa Major in the sky.
Ursa Major. Well, you like bears.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is my country bear jamboree of pizza. So true. It is a nearly 2-foot long pizza. It's just kind of like a rectangular
in
pizza.
Diameter or circumference or
2 feet in length.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a rectangular pizza.
Oh,
and it's
shit.
Cut into sort of like little finger sandwich size strips. With pepperoni and cheese on it. I think you can get other toppings, but we just got pepperoni. The thing is, it doesn't have any sauce, so it's just cheese and bread and pepperoni. But what it does have is you dip these little strips into an assortment of different food lubes.
It's been a thing for a while. I remember I had one of those when I was a kid. Back when pizza was the end-all, be-all.
So they had marinara, sriracha, barbecue, ranch... And
barbecue ranch.
Barbecue and ranch, yeah, and sriracha. So, I don't really know how to feel. I feel like the sriracha was a little bit too, I feel like the sriracha was, it was okay. It wasn't that bad as a lube, but it was too sort of runny, too liquid to really.
Like one of those marinaras that like is not intended for a dip. It's more intended to drop.
Well, no, I mean, it's just like sriracha is too, it doesn't have enough viscosity, I think, to be a good dipping type deal. It's too watery, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So that was whatever. I've never been a big fan of dipping in things in ranch, pizza especially. So that wasn't a very good lube.
You don't even like a carrot stick or a celery or a...
Yeah, sure.
Or a hot wing, maybe?
Some crudités. Yeah, sure. Fine, Russ.
Crudités? Is that like a crouton?
No, crudités is just what you call vegetables that you order of just raw vegetables.
Oh, hors d'oeuvre.
So I don't know. The marinara is of course fine. Barbecue I thought was actually okay because it was a little bit of a tangy, spicy kind of barbecue. I don't know how it was a weird blend with the
red sauce and pepperoni.
Well, there was no red sauce and it was just cheese and pepperoni. So I don't know. It wasn't awful. I actually kind of like this a little bit better because I think them not having the sauce on there kind of made it a little bit less greasy and soggy like Pizza Hut usually is. So it was more palatable, I think. So it wasn't awful. I give it maybe 3 out of 5.
Oh, shit. That's the highest score I've ever given a Pizza Hut pizza.
Most of the time because I forget to give Pizza Hut pizza scores.
Yeah, usually you're just set. The score you give it is tears. It drove you to tears.
What kind of pizza you've had?
Actually, to tie into your discussion with earlier of your barbecue dipping sauce, I had Papa Murphy's barbecue pizza. First things first, I'm going to give a life hack. I got the chicken instead of the sausage or the steak. The chicken was good, but I think you should check out that sausage maybe. It might give it a little bit more flavor, some more kick. Whereas the chicken was just kind of flavorless and a little, you know, not the best chicken, but it was a decent-ish barbecue pizza. We haven't talked a lot of barbecue pizza on this podcast before. I enjoyed it. I liked it. It's like Papa Murphy's. It's decent-ish. You bake it in your own oven. It's not frozen. And it's okay. I don't know. Most people get pissed off whenever I talk about Papa Murphy's, including Alan's.
Yeah, I'm trying not to say anything because
I ate it. It tasted fine. It wasn't like grand. It's the only reason I got it was because Domino's was shut down at the time.
What was the shot? How does that happen?
I think the road that it's located on is closed for construction.
Oof.
I don't know, but it's laughable. I feel like Domino's should either be like the U.S. Post Office or...
It should be like the Waffle House.
That
never closes? Yeah.
They never close. And if you see your Domino's closed down, you know society's gone to fucking hell. Then
FEMA has to come there to help. FEMA's
or ruin your life by not helping any. I'm taking a shot at the American government.
Thanks a lot, George Bush.
Yeah. Remember when
Mike Myers and Kanye were on TV and Kanye said George Bush doesn't care about black people and then Mike Myers just kind of mugged at the cameras like, ooh.
Oh, I thought he said the president doesn't care about pizza.
Well, that's another thing.
They cut away from that right before he really pissed off some people.
Mm-hmm. Papa John was watching it from home, and he had there's a slight time delay because they have to run everything by him because he's the sort of
shots of his food lube, and he flipped out and poured it all over his nice shirt, and he had to go to a commercial immediately after that.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't care at all. So it was
Papa John, while he monitors all the TV streams, he's snorting food lube lines of it off of a table through a dollar bill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's watching Dota 2 streams right now?
He's probably watching Dota 2 streams right now, and he's just waiting for somebody to mention pizza.
Do you think him and Peyton Manning have a Dota team?
How many people do you need to have on a Dota team?
I think you need, 3 or 4.
Really?
I don't play Dota.
I don't know how Dota works. I think it's just people getting angry and screaming at each other, and then Teemo's there.
No, that's League of Legends, you fuck.
Who the hell's in Dota?
Sorcerer.
Oh, from Dragon's Crown.
Maybe a Skellington or two.
Ugh, don't talk.
I'd be playing Dota 2 of sorcerers. What, you don't like Skellingtons?
I don't like them.
You don't like them? What, Alan? We're trying to be an inclusive podcast here.
They're spooky. I don't like thinking about them because I don't like thinking about how there's some of them inside of you.
Yeah,
there's that's one of true. Them inside of all of us. It reminds me of the evil that lurks within the hearts of men.
Yeah, in the bones of men. That's why boners are the most evil muscle-centric force. Mm-hmm,
yeah, because all the evil in your body concentrates into one spongy erectile tissue.
Yes, even though there's no bone in your penis, unless you're a whale or most animals, honestly.
Or a dog, yeah.
Yeah, no, just basically most animals, I think.
I think it's, most mammals. I think dogs have bones in their dicks, I think. Whales do, too?
If you're a boner expert, hit us up, tweet at us, podcast SD. We want to know more about doctors. Animal boners.
Jonah Falcon, can you field this for us?
I think he actually transformed into a falcon recently.
Oh, really? Like, okay.
And he's like Lady Hawk, and he's patrolling.
He's like Lady Hawk, and he's, never the twain shall meet.
Oh, boy. So
by day, he's a guy with a giant dick, and by night, he turns into a bird.
But with the same dick.
It's very difficult to fly.
And what he does is that he catches bank robbers or muggers, and he slaps them in the face with his dick. So he flies through the sky and slaps
them. As he flies through, he just kind of dive bombs them.
We should have Jonah. Do you think... One time I joked about Jonah Falcon on Twitter, and I didn't even tag him, and he was like, what are you joking about? I'm like, haha, nothing. Do you think we could get him on this show?
Probably, but I don't want to hurt his feelings.
We wouldn't hurt his feelings. We all. It'll be kind of interesting because we'll have my tiny dick versus his big dick, and we'll find out where the divide line, you know.
Oh, yeah. This will be a battle of the centuries.
Where the sidewalk ends, if you will.
Oh, that's my favorite Shel Silverstein book?
He's Shel
about
Sol-
Jonah Falcon?
where Jonah Falcon's dick ends. Never
Isn't
does.
That the Shel Silverstein book? Where the sidewalk ends?
Yeah, of course it is. Well, what is it?
The missing piece was about the time is about when Jonah Falcon got circumcised. That's the missing piece.
Yes. And much like Wolverine, when he died and was reborn, it grew back, I think.
And then
probably.
It grew back around a doorknob, because that's another thing I know about Jonah Falcon.
Jim Shooter, or whoever is running Marvel right now, it's not Jim Shooter. I'm just being
Jim Shooter's a scary name, because I don't want to think about this guy shooting me.
He did Infinity Gauntlet, I think. No, he did Secret Wars. I don't know. Shoot.
Whoever's that's why I running Jim Shooter.
I was about to ask if anybody at Disney, like if we could reach out to Disney PR and they could finally settle this Wolverine's foreskin thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then I remembered so it's probably under Fox jurisdiction.
We want to know more about what Goofy's whole background is. We want to know.
Well, we all know it. We don't want to spill Lenora's secrets on our fucking podcast.
No. I want to know. I know that she's the mother of Max. I want to know, what is Goofy? Is he a human dog hybrid?
Or is he just a giant foreskin? As I've always theorized.
You think he could have been Wolverine's foreskin that regrew into a being of its own?
I feel like the Phantom Blot collected some foreskin tissue and developed it into a creature, but to mask its true identity as a sleeper agent for the Phantom
now,
Blot.
Now where does Oswald the Lucky Rabbit come into this?
Oswald is out of this continuity. That I'm basing this clearly off the European Disney comics starring Mickey Mouse, which were incredibly racist.
Oh wow. So just like most early Disney stuff.
Lenore, if you wanna hit us up with Phantom Blot fan fiction or anything.
Please tell us more about Goofy if you can.
Or Rasta Mouse. We'd love to hear about Rasta Mouse. What else?
Rasta Mouse some sort of Disney property now?
No, you don't remember Rasta Mouse, you fucking
What the fuck is Rasta Mouse?
Rasta Mouse is a UK based series of a slightly offensive caricature of the Jamaican people that's a mouse that wears a Rasta hat.
That's
for children.
Insane.
You don't remember Rasta Mouse?
How does this fit into the Clangers lore?
I want to say it's somehow connected to the larger Clanger universe.
Mm-hmm.
The magic
What about Bagpuss?
Bagpuss was killed by Garfield a couple years ago.
Oh, no.
That's why Garfield's still in prison.
Oh, he's locked in a British prison just like that one guy.
Looks like Eggman.
Yeah, the guy that looks like Eggman.
Oh fuck!
The guy that greases
Bronson.
Himself up and fights people. Yeah, Charles Bronson.
Yes.
Action Bronson.
yeah. Speaking of Action Bronson, we've got some heavy hitting news on the way.
Yes, I got some heavy. Yeah, well, yes. So Vice magazine reports ordering pizza online is when you let your freak flags fly. This is a hip, cool headline for millennials like me.
Yes. As a straight white male, it's sometimes hard to let my freak flag fly. Because I feel like society is keeping me from being who I want to be, which is a straight white male.
But when, but when Russ is ordering pizza online, he can be exactly who he wants to be.
Which is cheese, no sauce, no white sauce, and white chicken. So
good shit.
Good shit. Yeah. Now, yeah.
So a study published in Management Science affirms that when we make an order online, we take in more calories and throw around more cash when it comes to pizza specifically. Researchers from University of Toronto, Duke, and the National University of Singapore teamed up to examine how online ordering affects the ordering habits of diners using data gathered from 160,000 different food orders. They found that people, when ordering online, added an average of 3.5% more calories and included 14% more special instructions, like combining toppings, than people who ordered on over the phone or in person. Asking a restaurant employee standing before you to write your cat's name in ranch dressing on a meat lover's pizza. Wow, that's I get it, Vice magazine. You're being shitty. Blah, 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 blah. So when people are less embarrassed to order things online.
Yeah, Pete the pizza maker, don't judge.
Mm-hmm. It says, when we think we're free from social judgments, we'll order what we really want. Ryan McDevitt, the economics professor at Duke, Graduate School of Business, who conceptualized the study, commented, there's a reason why bronies and real doll enthusiasts prefer to congregate on message boards rather than in broad daylight. On the internet, anything goes.
Oh, shit.
Let barbecue potato chip crumbs litter your chest while you cyber with a rando, wear a diaper, no parents, no rules. Oh, man, Vice magazine's
so capturing cool. What it means to be a millennial, like me.
Yeah. Yeah, so go ahead and get double anchovies and pineapple and wash it all down with a gallon jug of chocolate milk. No one's watching, except for a team of researchers, that is.
Are you stroking your dick while doing this?
Yeah, well, that's anytime I read anything from Vice, I have to, because that's...
It makes
that's
you horny implicitly.
Well, that's what the writer did when they were writing it.
That's too. Sexy journalism, because they know what I want in my content, which is edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and man, look at all these other recommended stories from Vice. Men, bacon might be ruining your sperm.
Dude, it's been ruined for a lot longer than that.
Yeah, I don't know if bacon could fix anything. Sniffing stinky fish can make you a better problem solver. Hoo boy.
Yeah, well...
Man, Vice is such a cool site. I really like this, because I'm a millennial.
You know what else is... You know, it just makes me want to vape.
Oh, can I vape? What am I... How do you think online
can I order a vape pen that's flavor that's like a pizza?
What if there? Here's our $1 million idea, Russ. I'm going to send in a letter to myself as soon as we're done recording this. A website where you can order special combinations of e-juice and have it mailed to your house.
I love e-juice.
You can just pick different little flavor profiles and just dump them into an e-juice thing.
You know,
they'll mail you some cartridges to your house or whatever.
You know, in DBZ when Goku got hurt really bad, they put him in a tank full of liquid. Do you think that was e-juice?
What if it was lean?
I guess Luke for a while. In Star Wars, did he...
No, you mean the Bacta tanks?
Oh, those Bacta. Do you think Bacta is just their language for e-juice?
Yeah, well, I thought it was lean.
Death Sticks are basically vape pens.
Basically.
That one fucking guy that was trying to sell Obi-Wan in the terrible prequels. Sorry, we're discussing this. It was a vapor. I think that's probably why the Jedi.
Oh well, that's what Luke's his aunt and uncle, his uncle.
Moisture farmers.
They're moisture farmers. They're just vaping.
they're the ones who create the raw juice, and then the flavor infusers, the Hutts, are who sell.
Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru are just vaping constantly and selling these vapes to the Hutts.
They weren't gonna make it that long anyway. I bet they probably set themselves on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Broke the code, Lucas. Thought you could sell your fucking movie.
You had a faulty heating element in that vape.
Do you think somebody else discovered that first and he was like, I guess I have to sell it to your guys. It's me, George Lucas.
These Tusken Raiders vape in single file to hide their numbers.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Well, they are free men. And as we discussed, they have a circulatory system, and I bet they could just stick like a cartridge in there and they start vaping.
Oh, are you saying they have like a Fremen still suit where they just like fill it with e-liquid?
Yes.
And it recycles it? Okay.
Cool shit. Oh,
And also, if they have the special vape pen that's tied to their body's electric field, and if it leaves, it shatters.
They sing the body electric. Speaking of singing the body electric, we need to talk about
the horny grandmother that Ray Bradbury wanted to fuck.
Yeah, the horny
fucking Chobits that Ray Bradbury
Do you think Ray Bradbury would be into Chobits? Would he wear the Chobits pin?
Yeah, he would.
Oh shit. Ray Bradbury would be so horny for anime.
Oh, Ray Bradbury would love anime.
Isaac Clarke, horny for anime.
Isaac Clarke is, I don't know.
Oh, Arthur C. Clarke, yeah.
Isaac Clarke is the protagonist of Dead Space.
Yes.
You're getting him mixed up with Isaac Asimov and Arthur C. Clarke,
which is why they
named him that in Dead Space.
I'm going to call Visceral out. Visceral, you've only made my life worse with your games. You need to fucking shut up shop.
Shut up shop.
So you gotta change the name of your studio to the Shut Up Shop. Leave me alone, or make like a cool game where you vape, where vaping is the core mechanic. Metal Gear Solid 5 already does that, so that you close the studio down. Then.
You think this is gonna be the ultimate vaping game?
What if you could suck pits? That'd be visceral.
Yeah. What if that was what the next Dante's Inferno game was about?
The Ninth Circle of Hell.
The Ninth Circle of Hell is just Satan's pit. It's frozen pit, and your lips get stuck to it.
Wait, is the horny snowman there?
Ugh. Yes, Olaf is there. He's
Olaf, him, the horny Judas. Snowman.
Yeah, it's him, Judas, Pontius Pilate.
Pontius Pilate.
Satan's flapping his wings and making ice or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, he's flopping his six wings.
He's flopping his wangs?
Yes.
He has six wangs.
Speaking of six wings, we need to talk about the five-headed wang of Sonic in Sonic News, Views, Reviews, and Tudes, as always.
Ross, I only have one Sonic News story this week, but it is a doozy. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
Crush 40 to play YumaCon 2015 in Detroit.
Oh, shit. The Motor City is going to get their socks rocked off. Detroit Rock City, baby, is going to get fucking blown up. Bigger than ever, better than ever. Rock and roll for life. Taste it, dream it, believe it. God damn it. You know how excited I am for this?
You're very excited. Crush 40 has recently played at the Joypolis theme park in Tokyo to promote the launch of their latest album, Two Nights to Remember, but they've not played any shows outside of Japan since 2013.
Oh, fuck.
So this is going to be Friday, the 29th of October to Sunday, the 1st of November. They don't know which day they're going to be playing, but they're going to be there. So get ready.
Do you think it's like a rock opera or an odyssey about two nights to remember?
Do you think about nights into dreams?
Maybe. That wouldn't be good because those games are... Oh, wait. I'm supposed to unobjectively love those games because I'm a Sega heel or something anyway. I'm breaking kayfabe. Nights is cool.
You're breaking kayfabe. You're breaking kayfabe's heart with these long statements.
Exactly. Let's get it on the show.
I forgot about Sonic. So we watched Sonic Boom episode 26, Eggman Unplugged. Do you think it was Unplugged by Beck?
You think Nirvana is the more famous one, but you go to Beck because you're a huge Beck man.
Yeah, I love how many instruments that guy plays. He plays like 17.
It's not a thing.
Oh, that was the thing. That was what people were saying. Was Beck Unplugged? Yes, it was. Remember when he won the Grammy and then Kanye interrupted him like he so rightfully deserved to be? To say Beyonce should have won the Grammy because her album was a lot better. And people were like, Beyonce doesn't even play any instruments. played every instrument on his album. He played the piano and the drums and sang. I'm like, I don't fucking care. I didn't even know he had a new album.
But Beyonce's cool.
Beyonce's so much cooler than Beck.
I'll concede that. And I liked that Beck album. I thought it was a pretty decent Beck album.
Okay.
There's the qualifier.
But did you listen to that Beyonce album where she says that her...
No, I'm afraid it's too catchy. I'm afraid it's too catchy.
Goddamn.
I'm afraid it'll bring joy to my life, and I don't want that to
really
happen.
Oh, it's really good. Yeah. Speaking of things that are really good, this episode of Sonic Boom was not good.
Oh.
Eggman Unplugged.
You'd kind of hope that, like, Eggman was in a coma, and then they would have unplugged him from life support. They'd watch as he slowly died.
That'd be nice.
That'd be a good episode. However, instead, it was a series of corny jokes for children, but not really. Because I've seen shows for children that respect them or treat them with intelligence and said, this is somebody's boring late-night packet.
So first they just start, like, smearing, like, whipped cream all over Knuckles' face, and it looks like jizz for some reason. Mm-hmm. And then there's, like, a weird fly robot that Eggman uses to spy on them, but they use it to trick him, and then he tries pushing a boulder off of a cliff, and then it hits smaller thing and a catapult. It's dumb, and then he's like, I'm not going to use technology anymore. And then he stops using technology, and then the Lightning Bolt Society, who keeps on showing up in, like, they've been in, like, the last three episodes, I think.
It just, all Sonic Boom makes me think of is they're trying to build this larger cast of hilarious townspeople characters. And so they're all, like, Marvin Monroe-level quality, like, they're all garbage and horrible.
They're all, like, shitty Mad TV characters. You've got all these, like, shitty nerds that are, like, wannabe bad guys.
It's like one of the two bullies in The Simpsons who are not Jimbo. Like, they're just awful.
Mm-hmm. And then they've got, like, that stupid passive-aggressive Gogoba man.
I can't believe you remembered Gogoba.
I remember Gogoba.
Do you feel like you're dying, Alan? Is that why you've turned to alcohol?
Yes, that's why I'm drinking this 40 ounces, because I feel like I'm dying, because the things I used to love and remember have been replaced by Sonic Boom in my mind.
You should probably stop doing this podcast, because it's killing
me. So now I know things like Gogoba. It's not going to end until my liver quits.
That's true.
Jeez, I don't know, but it was such a bad episode. And the Gogoba man was there, and he's like, oh, I guess I've got a boulder on my leg, but you don't have to do anything about it. This is fine. And I guess he just, like, chewed it off or something. Like,
or masturbated and chewed it off a la 127 hours.
A la Franco.
It's a furry 127 hours.
Mm-hmm. 127 yiffs.
you're thinking of 20 pounds starring Will Smith. 20.
Oh, yiffs. What if it... You mean 7 pounds starring Will Smith.
I thought it was like, anything 20 pounds.
Why was his brain... His brain doesn't waste 20 pounds. What do you think he has, Megamind? Get out of here.
That's true. Wait, wasn't this his heart or something?
Your heart doesn't weigh 7 pounds either.
Oh, mine does. Maybe it's just, I eat a lot of garbage.
Your brain doesn't wear 7 pounds either. Your brain's only like 2 or 3 pounds. It was just all of his guts that he donated all together were 7 pounds. Mm. I don't know. It's stupid.
Do you think he donated his dick? It's not an organ that's
more. No, we know everything he donated. The last thing he donated was his heart. He did at one point call a blind man and, like, insulted him. It's like, hey, you fucking loser. You bet you're a virgin. Bet you never fucked anybody, blind guy. And the guy's like, why are you being so mean to me? He's like, this was a test. I called you to be rude to you to see if you deserve my eyes. You do. And then he ripped out his own eyes and gave them to him.
Oh, Oh, man.
Will Smith.
What if they made a sequel to that where they replaced all his body parts with robot parts, and he's like, now I can save even more people.
Oh, like iRobot.
iRobot, yeah, when he gets eyes.
When he gets iRobot eyes.
Isaac Clark.
Isaac Clark, get on this.
Oh boy, that was on purpose that time, but the next time it will definitely be an accident. Mm-hmm. Speaking of accidents, we have a tune we have to share this week, and this one is
not an accident. This is well crafted. I'm going to tell you what this character's name is.
I'm going to guess. Are they literary inspired?
Well, it depends on what you define as literature. What's in the sort of canon?
David Foster Wallace.
Yes, Infinite Jest.
Yeah, House of Leaves.
House of Leaves. You have to read this.
Postmodernist text.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is postmodernist in a way. So this is Yuri 2. So Yuritwo. Yuri 2. In quotes, Lamia, altered clone.
That's her full name?
Yuri to Lamia, the altered clone. What do you think this person looks like?
I think it's a little sacrilegious to make a sequel to Yuri, but...
a sequel to the beautiful genre.
This great genre. Just like how there's post-rap and post-rock and stuff.
Post-Yuri. Yeah, so tell me what this character looks like.
I don't know. Does she look like Lizard Man? The mysterious Lizard Man who haunts South Carolina?
It's some sort of elements of that, I suppose.
Is it nightmarish in any way?
In a sort of erotic way.
Is she like that one comment to her eyes are too high? Her irises in Sonic Maker are too high. You're fucking up with this great program.
I'm looking at the comments and... Well, none of them are saying that, but just give me what your gut feeling is. What do you think this character looks like?
I'm going to say raccoon bodies, snake tail.
I mean, it's not really that. Okay. So she is a clone created by Dr. Edgar Cyrex by combining the DNA of Yuri Violet with lust waterian and reptilian DNA. The result created a hedgehog woman that looks similar to Yuri, albeit with dragonic looking traits. So she is a hedgehog woman with purple hair yellow sort of snake-like eyes. She has like claws, it looks like, and then like some sort of like pointed, almost like devil-like tail, I think.
She sounds powerful.
As a main wave attack, Yuri 2 is able to extend her nails into long purple-blue claws, which are very sharp and allow her to cut and slash. However, like most nails, they are fragile and will chip easily. On her lower body, Yuri 2 sports a tattoo of a green snake crawling around her body with the head reaching above her belly button. It's kind of like the boss's snake scar. Whenever she dies, I guess it slithers off of her and goes in some flowers or some shit.
Yeah.
Yes, hold on, let me go ahead and link you to show you this beautiful picture.
I have to see this.
You're going to lose your goddamn mind.
And we're going to be like, oh, Hachi Mama. Oh, boy.
Oh, Hachi Machi. I'm the critic from TV.
Oh, I've turned into fucking John Lovitz here.
Can you sing the national anthem?
Sure, why not?
When John Lovitz sang the national anthem. Let's see.
Oh, boy, yeah. She looks pretty powerful. She looks like she could fuck me up.
Mm-hmm.
She beat the shit out of me.
Compared to Yuri, Yuri 2 features dark purplish-blue stripes all over her body and a more spikier wild fringe than the original, while the hair on her sides of her head are twirled in spiral fashion. The back of her hair, however, is short and spiked upwards. So here's some abilities.
Was Yuri 1 murdered or some shit?
No, she was cloned.
Well, I'm confused.
Do you want to know what her likes are and dislikes?
I'd love to know her likes and dislikes. I'd like to know this beautiful creature, what she's
her likes? Sexual activity.
Oh, boy.
Teasing others, pampering herself. Jonic.
Jonic? Who's Jonic?
Jonic. You know, Jonic, like John and Sonic.
Jonic Finn, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think he writes poetry? Do you think he's there for the rise of the Rasta Men?
Yeah, this is the dawn of the Rasta Men.
Jaw, Nick Finn.
Yes, her dislikes. Ugly Mobians / humans.
Oh no, I'm okay.
Being disturbed from her private moments.
The band Disturbed?
Yeah. Ooh, wah, ah. Yeah. being cooped up in one place.
Ooh, wah, ah, ah,
oh, I meant to tell you, Russ. Oh, I'm sorry. Her warning, 2 exclamation marks. This character has characteristics and traits that can be rated 18+. You have been warned.
Hey, listen.
If you're below the age of 18, don't read this.
Yeah, any under 18 listeners, if you didn't see that fucking tag on iTunes, don't listen to the rest of this, and don't look at this character, even though she's very sexy and very cool. Mm-hmm. Like me.
Yuri 2's basic abilities include flight with her wings and fighting with her claws. However, she's been known to have some psychic power, which would be natural as she is a clone of Yuri. Yuri is synonymous with psychic powers.
Yeah, it's true.
That's what Nozomi told me. She uses her telekinetic power to mentally interfere with her prey, although she rarely uses this ability. As a Cyrexian clone, she also has access to an artificial trance mode. Like most spiritual bursts, she changes the shape and appearances while becoming much stronger and faster. Her skin and arms become a deep crimson red, while her head and while her head stripes and skin become silver white. So here's her trance mode if you scroll down to the middle of the page. Look at that. She gets covered in spikes. Her jumpsuit vanishes and replaced by a black leotard and two blackish red belts. She's more faster and more of a serious threat, while gaining the ability to intoxicate foes with a venomous kiss. Thankfully, the venom can be easily neutralized.
Oh, man. That's just like women, am I right, dude? The venom, the venom is kiss.
Weaknesses? Being part reptilian, she holds a natural weakness to ice and can be frozen easily. She also holds a weakness to electricity due to lust watery in part of her genes. And while she's fast and physically strong, she has very weak defenses and can be taken down quickly, but with difficulty due to her speed.
I love that they're keeping these characters balanced, you know what I mean?
Yes, it's like Marvel characters. They have power, but at a cost. She's rather witty and quite self-centered, mostly thinking about herself instead of anyone else. As a side effect of her lust watery and DNA, Yuri 2 is really seductive and sexually interactable. I don't know if that means intractable or interact.
Like, so they're like the fucking... Oh gosh, how did I forget their names? Who are the blue ladies in Mass Effect again?
The Asari?
Yeah, the Asari. They're like the Asari of the Sonic world, I'm assuming.
While members of the Empire like Bios 3 and Jenna 2 will kill their will kill their enemies with physical tactics, Yuri 2 will use tactics to lure in targets with her looks and sexual charm.
Oh boy.
The perk of the job is that this tactic more than often not leads to sex with a capital S. which she greatly does not refuse.
It just sucks because, like, I'm in Mortal Kombat, and then I'm just, I guess we're having sex now. It's hard.
After each session, she will make sure that her prey is tired and weak from activity, and she will proceed to castrate them, causing them to die from great pain and or blood loss. What she does with the prize afterward is really dependent on her. On her, either that she puts them in jars and displays them in the room, or devours them.
This is a great character.
Besides all this, Yuri 2 has also been seen as quite the novelist, and will sometimes spend her free time writing novels in hopes of earning a lot of money to buy her way to freedom and fame.
Freedom from what? Who?
I don't know. So
who
just got kind
who
of
designed this horny clone?
It's Dr. Cyrax.
Yeah, Dr. Cyrax, this horny fucker. I feel like Dr. Cyrax was like, I'm gonna make a clone. Instead of giving her like magic powers or
balls.
Yeah, she's gonna fucking cut dicks off. That's her power.
She has claws and flies and cuts dicks off. It has become apparent that Yuri 2 has no knowledge of the French language compared to Yuri, who was born French, but commonly speak English and La Fluia, and who speaks a long, strong French accent with occasional expression of French words. There, and my favorite part of this, there could be more to this. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, man, there's a lot to this character. There's a lot of layers here.
Oh, enemies. Aaron, Jonik, Hikarakazi, the Ukami. Yuri 2 doesn't see Jonik as a huge enemy compared to the rest of the Empire. She instead lusts over him with a large crush, often taunting and flirting with him whenever they meet in battle. While Jonik wants nothing to do with her and is quite intimidated by her, Yuri 2 will persist in making claims on him. Other bad guys, or other enemies, Yuri Violet the Hedgehog, who she's the clone of, Laffy with Yamakazi the Hedgehog, Jacob the Pikachu, Nega Seapain the Bandicoot, so the opposite. Optimus Kiefer.
That's just my friend Kiefer. He's doing all right.
It's Kiefer Sutherland. He's the Claire Nightcutter Pain the Ukami, Lydia Hikarazi the Ukami, NCPO2 Beta, Oblivion Yamakazi the Ukami, and Darkness Centros the Hedgehog.
Yeah, Darkness Centros. He's a DJ. He played at my wedding, my first wedding.
Darkness Centros. Trivia. Oh, hey, trivia. Yuri 2 has become the center of many inside jokes within the IBS irritable bowel syndrome.
We should record a podcast with the entire irritable bowel syndrome for Skype.
The concept of Yuri 2's extendable claw are similar to X-Men character Lady Deathstrike. Before Yuri 2 was designed, original designs indicate that Yuri 2's trance mode was originally going to be a form for Yuri herself. What do you mean, your original designs? You're the one who made this. I don't get this. The spiral-styled hairs on the side of her head were inspired by titular character Catherine, so from the video game Catherine. Fuck. Her body stripes and patterns were also inspired by the clone Pokemon from Pokemon the first movie.
Fucking Mewtwo. Oh, wait, no, they all had... God damn it.
Comments. Might need to tweak her hairstyle a bit. I'm worried it might look too much like my like darknesses. Any suggestions? Somebody says, my profile pic. I just know this is going to spark controversy with some of the people who don't even know what it means. Still, there's the age disclaimer, so people can't say they won't be warned. And then somebody responded to this, Sean the Dark. Well, okay. Oh, hold on. The person who posted this was Jonik. Jonik Okami.
So, Jonik, we need to know more about your character. I think this is Jonik's character.
It is Jonik's character.
Jonik.
So he's afraid that people are going to misunderstand his work, even though he put an age disclaimer. And Saren the Dark Link said, it's not like you went into great detail about the rated 18 plus things. Still a great character.
All we know is that she cuts off dicks.
Yeah, she's like a regular Lorena Bobbitt or something up there.
Exactly. Fucking, she's a dark succubus, but you know what? Good job.
She sucked me.
This is the best. Since we started dipping into OC tudes, like, this may be our best one yet.
This is a pretty good tude. Yeah. It kind of combines all the things we were looking
She's
for.
She's got a lot of tude. That's the thing.
Look at these pictures. Look at this artwork by Sigma Alpha 3.
Sigma Alpha 3, the draftsmanship, the power, the inspiration, good stuff.
Good stuff, good stuff. Speaking of good stuff, we got some questions from our fans.
Yes. Let's go with this first one. Socks Mahoney asks, what's the dankest pizza in your opinion? I'll say extra cheese and sausage.
I think it had to be that stoner pie I had.
That was pretty dank. It had french fries on it.
It had french fries and chopped up mozzarella sticks and extra pepperoni and extra cheese.
But if you're going to a normal pizza place, probably extra cheese with some sort of sausage, something weird, just because I think that's like a lot of
grease. Sausage and like olives or something.
Yeah.
Maybe mushrooms.
A big oil pie.
Oil pie.
Yeah.
It's pretty dank. What if the oil is infused with THC?
Oh boy, think about it.
Think about that.
Mm.
At TC... TCC 180. Is it really true that Sonic Generations is everything I want out of a Sonic game and more?
We all know what I dislike about Sonic Generations. However, you can download a mod off the internet that makes your character look like Waluigi, which mm-hmm. is pretty good.
It's pretty good. Takes the best thing from an awful franchise, which is the Mario franchise, yes. and puts it into a good franchise.
Yes.
For once.
So, you know, switch it on and off just so you still get the full Sonic flavor. But if you want to, you know, experience some good shit... The number one sports player, the king of the ring, my boy, Waluigi.
Mm-hmm. You want to get the next question?
Yeah, of course. If you ground up whole pizzas into a mush and spread that in a hot dog bun, would Sonic eat it? Sonic would eat it
mm-hmm.
lovingly.
And do you think you could put it in like a sausage casing, like some sort of blood sausage?
Yeah, like we could find a kidney or something of like a noid.
A kidney of the noid.
Yeah. A stomach lining of the loiter.
Christopher Lloyd.
No, I like Christopher Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd doesn't deserve that.
Lloyd Banks from G-Unit.
How about Lloyd in Space?
Ugh, I hate that guy. I hate Lloyd in Space. I hate that fucking horny alien.
What about the horny brain?
I hate him too.
What about the horny purple guy with one eye?
Ugh, I hate him.
What about the horny ginger? The worst alien.
That show was so horny. I hate Lloyd in Space. I hate him almost as much as the butt ugly
Martians. I found it so funny that Lloyd in Space, the main character wasn't... I think it's the first space cartoon where the main character wasn't a human. And it's like... Because you automatically, you were just like, Lloyd probably like shit has like four buttholes. How can I relate to this? I only have one.
That's exactly what I thought. I'm like, what is up with this fucking dude? That's the same thing with butt ugly Martians. I'm like, I don't know what these fuckers are.
I could sympathize with the butt ugly Martians because I have been told before that I look like a butt and I'm ugly. And I should lay down in a marsh. So I'm with the butt ugly Martians. However, Lloyd from space and his fucking space mom and his fucking annoying space sister. And he has one antennae. I don't know if the antennae is some sort of dick coming out of his head. We don't know. Mm. He never used it for anything.
He looks like one of the Mars Needs Moms aliens.
Do you think he ever fucked a lady by sticking it in there? Sticking in their vagina?
I can find some cool fan art if you want.
Lloyd in space fan art. The fucking brain. Imagine
what if the Lloyd in space like erotic like porn parody is like Lloyd and ass.
Lloyd and ass. Sticks his thing in his somebody's ass. Sticks it in his human ginger friend's red ass. Red God damn ass. It.
That's how asses work. Yep, they're the same color as your hair.
Yeah. Exactly the same. Well, maybe he's kind of like Paul Atreides and he's beyond human. He's taking so much spice that his butt hair has turned red.
Paul and Lloyd and Spice?
Lloyd and Spice. They get a spice addiction and they start like cruising around the universe. Man, fucking the Doug reboot. And, yeah.
Oh, remember Chapter House Doug?
Chapter House Doug.
Chapter House Dune, but with Doug.
No, I don't. Do you think Lloyd and Space took place in the same universe as Disney's Doug, not Nickelodeon's Doug?
Yes, I think Skeeter actually might have Skeeter's ancestors. The other way around. Skeeter's descendants became Lloyd.
Think about it. He got banished, but Professor Frink sent him to space.
Yep.
With Connie. and the child of Patty and fucking Doug is eventually what turned into that ginger motherfucker. Or the brain. Maybe the brain. I don't know. Fucking brain.
I hate Lloyd in Space so much.
What other stuff? Teacher's Pet. Have we ever got into Teacher's Pet?
Oh, I fucking hate that. That's like Dog and Scissors for kids.
Think about it. Wait, do you think that the mom teacher wanted to fuck the...
little dog man?
Oh, damn it. Yeah.
Ugh,
voiced by Timon.
Was that Timon?
The guy who voiced Timon. Who's that guy?
Hold on. No, the one guy was the... Sean Fleming, who's the dude from Diane Coffey and Foxygen.
It's like Eek the Cat or something? I don't know. Shit.
I don't fucking know. I don't like thinking about these things. I don't like thinking about the Weekenders. I don't want
to think the Weekenders. We'll have to talk about the Weekenders at a later point. But anyway, not discussing the Weekenders. Tell me one of your favorite. What if one of your favorite games is remade and has to star a Sonic character? What game is it and what character?
Metal Gear Solid 3.
I was going to say Madden 2013.
That's one of your favorite
games. Playing it with Knuckles, passing the pigskin around, hitting the big plays. It'll be cool.
I'm just going to say Metal Gear Solid 3, but then let's just go and do our fan cast for that.
Oh, boy.
So Sonic would be Snake.
Yes.
Right. Wolver Ocelot would be Shadow.
How about Cheese would be the boss? Cheese the rabbit.
I thought it would be Sally Acorn.
Maybe.
Sally Acorn wears that revealing vest.
God damn it.
The kind of like,
wait, wouldn't that like be Eva? Sneaking.
No, I was thinking it would be kind of like at the end whenever the boss has that unzipped.
Then who's Eva? Suit.
Eva is
Rouge?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be Rouge the Bat. Yes.
Yeah.
And then
I feel almost like Sonic should be Snake though, because he's the only one who gets horny over guns.
Mm, yeah, Sonic is. Oh wait, you mean Shadow should be Snake?
Yeah, because he gets horny over guns.
But Shadow should be Revolver Ocelot because they both have pistols.
I think Sonic would be Solid Snake.
I said Sonic would be Solid Snake. Oh, you'd be Solid Snake. Okay.
Yeah.
So who is he a clone of?
Shadow.
Oh, that's a little bit weird, but okay.
Who's the faker? Well, okay, like, it doesn't have to, you know, it doesn't have to translate one-to-one.
I just think the Revolver Ocelot personality matches a lot with Shadow.
That's true. They both get horny over guns. You're right. Okay, you got me there.
And the Wild West. Yeah. I remember that one time that Shadow was talking about how nothing feels better than slamming a long silver bullet into a well-greased chamber.
That's true.
And reloading's a revelation.
Oh, this is a revelation. Mm-hmm. Goddamn bees. I don't think Shadow would like bees either. Who's the pain? Charmy would be the pain. I feel like we've done this before. Pain. But
Mighty the Armadillo is probably the end.
Yes.
Because he's so old. And then
Tails would be the Fury. Dr. Eggman would be Vulcan or the Fury?
Knuckles is Vulcan, or
I feel like Knuckles would be the Fear because he'd climb around on stuff. But then you're casting Knuckles.
I was gonna say Espio.
You're right. Okay. Knuckles would be Vulcan then.
Yeah, because he has like the brass knuckle thing with the bullets in his. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'd want to fight who would be Ivan Rankinov?
Rykovich. That would actually be
Damn
Tails.
It. Why did I get that off? It would be Tails. Good point. Because he's gay. We don't know that. We can't confirm that.
We don't know. We had that special episode with Lenore where we discussed the Tales.
No. Ivan Rankovich? What is
it? Yeah, it might have just been like some two straight bros.
Yeah, just hanging out. They're just two best friends. Look at them.
Yeah, just bro jobs, you know.
They're just great friends. Look at these friends. Nothing about it.
Yeah, look at these guy pals.
they're just good friends. Just like Nico and Maki. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Good friends.
Just like really good friends. Just like Homura and Madoka. Mm-hmm.
I'm changing my answer. Ridge Racer would be Tails driving the car instead of nobody.
Oh, that'd be really good.
Why did I say Ridge Racer instead of Sega GT Rally? Who am I? What am I doing here?
What are you doing? You're phony. Okay, Rory asked, oregano is free as a topping at my Domino's. Should I bother getting it, though?
Sure, if you like oregano.
How do you feel about oregano?
Maybe you need to become a better decision maker. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's your first problem. Maybe it's oregano really doesn't have a lot of
problems. Are you afraid you're going to think it looks too much like weed and you're going to get scared if you put it on the pizza? The
cops come after you.
You think they're just going to put it in a little Ziploc baggie and give it to you and you're going to get busted?
Yeah. Just say up front, no baggie.
Yeah, no baggie. Don't give me no baggie. Put it on the pizza.
Put it up.
And what you do is, whenever they do give you a baggie of oregano, you flip it over and you cut the other side.
I always get afraid when I buy food lube that the Ghostbusters are going to think it's ghost jizz and try to arrest me for housing illegal ghosts.
They're trying to bust you. Yeah.
We're trying to get Slimer, you know.
Trying to get that ectoplasm.
They think that I'm, like, holding them captive, soliciting sex from them, when really I'm just wanting to eat a delicious pizza pie.
Mm-hmm. You think they're binding these ghosts to your house with these little cups of garlic butter, but no.
Because as we all know, once you capture a ghost's jizz, they become your undead slave. That's the basis of necromancy.
Mm-hmm. That's what a phylactery is.
Yeah,
exactly. It's just a bunch of vials of jizz you just sort of keep in somewhere.
Is that a Wiccan thing? I don't really know.
Oh, that's what liches do.
Oh, shit. Witches.
No, not witches, liches. Undead.
Oh, sorry. Well, I'm sorry. Apologies to any of the Wiccan crowd out there. I feel bad if I...
Apologies to all liches, too.
Yeah. No, I... You know how I feel. I'm conservative with my pizza values, and I feel like all liches are taking our dungeons and, like, turning them into, you know, their fucking lairs.
Yeah, liches ain't shit, and they can't say nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. Got bees in the trap. Bees in the trap.
But okay. A lich ain't one. As Jay-Z said long ago. I know rap music, too.
Kermit is a lich. Yeah. Remember when somebody said that Kermit the Frog diss track? Ravi, speaking of people that we'll never diss because he's our pure, beautiful
boy. Yeah, the dumb shit who calls him a show who will never insult that piss boy garbage.
Yeah, he's not a piss boy. He's an ass boy.
He's a... that's true. Okay, you got me there. He's an ass Ravi, man.
Yes, like that one Seinfeld episode.
Or like the headmaster in Prison School.
Yes. Ravi says, what's your Chipotle loadout?
I've only been to a Chipotle when I was 12 and I got tacos, so I don't know.
Ugh. What are you doing?
Well, have I ever told you about my Chipotle story?
No.
This is right before it became popular, and so we went to a Chipotle, and I'm like, oh, this is a slightly nice Mexican restaurant in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And then we had some mediocre Mexican food, and then I found out years later the place I went to was a Chipotle in their infancy. So really?
You went to a proto-Chipotle.
Went to a proto-Chipotle before it became like the hot shit for black beans, I guess. I don't really know.
Hey, it's really just kind of like, eh, it's not really that great. It's not fantastic. But I'll tell you what my loadout is. My loadout is usually, I go with carnitas. I don't think they have carnitas anymore because of like some sort of thing with their pork. So if they don't have carnitas, I go with barbacoa, usually. And I get that, black beans, the cilantro weird, like brownish rice, guacamole, I get the red tomatillo salsa, I think is the one I get. Let's see, pico de gallo and the fajita vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And some, oh, and cheese, yes.
Is it buffet style? Do you make it yourself, or do you like...
No, it's like Subway style. Like, you tell them to make it in front of you. The one problem that I always have with Chipotle is, no matter what you do, they will put more toppings than will fit on the tortilla, and then they try to fit it in there, and it messes up, and they usually have to get two tortillas.
God damn it.
No matter what I order, like, even if I'm like, I'm not gonna get guacamole, I'll just not put as much on it this time. It'll always happen. It always happens, no matter what they do.
It's a curse.
And I feel bad, because I feel like I'm ordering too much on there.
It's a curse. Yeah,
it's a gift and a curse. It's a gift and a curse.
It's like a marvel. You're like, you get more, but at the same time, it comes at a terrible curse, which is your humanity.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, like Jay-Z on the Blueprint 2, The Gift and the Curse.
Yes.
Mm, that famous album.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Yeah, speaking of famous albums, this podcast is not famous and it's not popular, but you can make us famous and popular so that I feel vindicated and I can finally tell my mom to listen to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And even if she doesn't like it, it thinks it's inappropriate, well, guess what, Mom? It's the popular, so...
So where? How can people follow and share or review our show?
We're on a Stitcher, you know, look us up on that. We're on iTunes, rate and subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some stars, give us some clicks, share with your friends on Twitter or Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, support us in any way you can. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, so we're on Twitter, we're at HogcastSD, we're Hogcast Speedy Delivery on Tumblr. We're also, like you said, we're on Stitcher and iTunes, so you can subscribe there. I don't know what Stitcher is exactly still, but whatever.
It's like the upper tier podcast app that I don't think is very good, but people use it, so.
I have no idea what it is.
It's really...
I thought it was just like Adam Carolla's radio show or something.
Yeah.
And like, what's that other guy that he hangs out with, Dennis Miller? I thought it was just like those two guys just like shouting into the ether. Mm-hmm.
Stitcher is the name of the show where Adam Carolla podcast getting his dick stuck in a zipper.
What did he say? Suture? Citrus?
Is Stitcher.
Stitcher. I thought you said citrus for a second.
Yeah, Citrus like, is just the Yuri manga that I read.
Isn't that like the weird like pseudo incest Yuri manga? What's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, exactly.
Oof. What if Adam Carolla read that?
He'd probably like it. He probably would get the nuances of the better stuff and he'd just like that. He just low like, class. Hey,
this reminds me when I was on the Man Show with those Juggies and Jimmy Kimmel.
Juggies, I don't even know what that is. Jimmy
Kimmel. Just like, that was like they just hired a bunch of like big boob women to just like sort of bounce around while they talked about bullshit.
Yeah. Well,
that was a stupid show.
Did you watch any of it?
I think I like probably caught like a little bit before X Play or something.
Yeah,
like
G4 TV. God damn it, you fucking G4 TV. Do you remember the cheat? What was the cheat show again? The cheats,
like cheaters.
Cheaters. It was like they were giving me cheat codes. It's like it's the PS2 era. Like,
yeah, go to the menu, go to the special extra screen, Ratchet and Clank, and after, you get a bobblehead, big head mode.
After you beat the game, it's like, oh, it's okay.
What is this? Why do you have an entire show
dedicated? Remember when they had like a big long panel show that was like the sexiest women in gaming?
That was
no. And it was a week long event. I remember this. I watched more of that than I'd like to admit, but I could not tell you who the winner was. But Blood Rain featured in it heavily. I never played a Blood Rain game, so I was very mad about it. I was like, what is Blood Rain doing in here? You know what? Do you think fuck it was, Blood
was
Rain.
Like Adam's, what was that? What was that show? Was it just like Adam Sandler, just like Adam, not Adam, Adam Sessler,
Kevin Pereira,
Kevin Pereira, Adam Sessler,
the Screensavers, like
sweating, Screensavers,
the Screensavers.
Who was the one that licked consoles all the time?
It wasn't Morgan Webb, that's for sure. No, do you remember Portal?
Wasn't it like Jessica Chobits or something? Wasn't it
Jessica Chobot? Yeah,
Chobits.
Yeah, Jessica Chobits. She's a robot girl, and if you mm-hmm. know what I mean. Anyway, folks, yeah. Thanks for listening this week. Remember, live and learn.
Live and learn.